Okay, good morning, class. My lecture will be on Sambho information about the Manasikara. In Buddhist teaching, that term is used in several suttas. Yoniso Manasikara, Yoniso Manasikara. In several places it is used. It is confusable if you don't know the meanings of yoniso manasikara correctly. Okay? So yoniso manasikara, some more information. You should know yoniso manasikara. According to translation, manasikara is attention, only attention. That is not a literal meaning, but similar to the meanings of yoniso manasikara. Okay? Without a yoniso, ayoniso, just manasikara. Manasikara's attention. Literally, that is compound words, manasi and kara. Manasi and kara, joining together, combining this word, manasi kara. Manasi means locative case, plural, locative singular case endings, manasi, in my. Literally meaning manasi means in mind. In mind, in consciousness. Located. Located singular. Case ending manasi. Mana means mind. Si, case ending. So manasi means in mind. Kara means making. Literally, making in mind. Making in mind. That is the literal meaning of manasikara. Commentary explained kara. Kiriya karo. Kiriya karo means making or doing action. That is a kara. Manasmai karo, manasi karo, action in mind, doing in mind, or making in mind, literally. But it is similar to attention, okay? Attention. Another meaning, manang, visati sam manang karo titi manasi karo. Making different mind. Another meaning is making different mind. Making different mind. The previous mind and followers, following mind, preceding mind and following mind. The following mind, this dharma is make the following mind different from preceding mind. Okay? Differentiate the following mind from preceding mind. That is another meaning. Two meanings given in Atthasalini, the expositor. Manasmai karo, manasi karo, purima manato visati sam manangaro diti manasi karo. Okay, purima manado means from preceding mind. Manam means the following mind. Krodi means make. Visadisam means different. Okay? Purima manado, it is another meaning. Purima มันน่าดอวิสดีสังมันนังกรอติทิปิมันละสีคารอปุริมามนาโตปุริมามนาโต means from preceding mind. Manan is following mind. Krodi means make. Visadita means different. So that is the meaning. It makes the following mind different.From preceding mind. Do you remember yesterday I gave three type of manasikara? Okay? What are they? Aramana Patipadaka. Then?Viti Patipadaka and Chavana Patipadaka. So, Aramana Patipadaka is Manasikara, mental property, Chittasika. Okay? Aramana Patipadaka, Manasikara is not other things, this Manasikara attention. It is Chittasika, universal Chittasika.Viti Patipadaka is Pancha Dwara Vachana, Phaido Advaiting Consciousness. This Phaido Advaiting Consciousness is make the following mind different from the preceding mind. Because in thought process, there is Pancha Dwara Vachana,Abda pancha dwara vachana is what is arises. Chakku vinyana, abda chakku vinyana, sambhidechana, abda sambhidechana, sandhirana. Thought process in this way. This pancha dwara vachana is called viti patipadaka manasikara. Because preceding mind here is bhavanga. Okay?Bhavanga, Panchadvara Vachanas make the following mind different from preceding mind. Different mind arises. Therefore, this Panchadvara Vachana is called Viti Patipadaka. Okay? Viti Patipadaka. The next one,Chavana Patipadaka. Chavana Patipadaka is Manodhara Vachana. You see, after Manodhara Vachana, there is a Chavana arises. Before Manodhara Vachana, there is a Bhavanga and Mindo. So this Manodhara Vachana, Mindo Advaiting Consciousnessmake the following mind different from previous mind. That is a Chavana. Okay? Therefore, Chavana Patipadaka is a cause to Chavana. But it is a Manasikara because this Manodvara Vachana, mind to advance consciousness, makeFollowing mind different from previous mind. Therefore, it is called Manasikara. So, in this way, this term is used. But dealing with the Chetasika, Manasikara is the first one, Aramana Patiparaka Manasikara. Only Manasikara derives associated mind to the object. Okay? Through Manasikara, our mind reaches to the object. Because Manasikara directs the mind to the object. Therefore, Aramana Patiparaka. Now, after you notice Manasikara, then Yoniso Manasikara, Ayoniso Manasikara. This is very important in Buddhism. What is Yoniso Manasikara? Commentaries explain that Yoniso Manasikara is Upaya Manasikara. Proper attention. Yoniso Manasikara means proper attention. Ayoniso Manasikara is improper attention. What is proper attention? As you know, all conditioned things are subject to impermanence. According to Dhamma knowledge, according to your experience of Dhamma, all conditioned things are impermanent. Is it okay? So, the impermanent contemplate as the impermanent is Yoniso Manasikara. That is called Yoniso Manasikara. Proper intention, proper attention. Impermanent, contemplate as a impermanent. Suffering, as a contemplate as a suffering. No self, contemplate as a no self. So, that is Yoniso Manasikara. Yoniso Manasikara is opposite of this. Impermanent, contemplate, impermanent, assumed as a permanent, impermanent, think as a permanent, that is Yoniso Manasikara. Not correct ways, improper way, improper attention. Yoniso Manasikara, improper attention. According to Dhamma, what are they? Which are Yoniso Manasikara and Ayoniso Manasikara? Lady Searo explained in his Paramattha Dipani, Commentary on Abhidhammatha Sangha. Lady Searo mentioned clearly about Yoniso Manasikara and Ayoniso Manasikara. According to Larry Searo, Yoniso Manasikara, Ayoniso Manasikara are not other dhammas, only Manodhara Vachana. Manodhara Vachana. Mind who advancing consciousness is Yoniso Manasikara and Ayoniso Manasikara. As you know, Manodhara Vachana is neither kusala nor akusala nor result of karma vipaka. It is a kriya, mere action. Manodhara vachana is very powerful. This chaita is mentioned as a elephant with a great strength. Mahakacha, great elephant, Mahakacha. Today there is no dinosaur. If there is a dinosaur, it will be great dinosaur. But the elephant is the biggest animals in the land. Is it that? Not on in the sea. In the land, on the land, elephant is the greatest animals. Therefore, Mahakacha. Manodara Vajana is Mahakacha. Kacha means elephant. Mahakacha. This Chaita is like great elephant. Very powerful, with a great strength, that is the meaning. It can perceive all objects when it arises as the precedent of Sambhanyuta Jnana. Okay? As the precedent mind of Sambhanyuta Jnana. Without the Manodara Vajana, no jnana arises. No knowledge can arise within us. Because attention is very important. Therefore, in the airplane, they say, may I have your attention, please? Pastor say, attention is very important. Isn't that? May I have your attention, please? Pastor say, without attention, we can know nothing. We can know nothing. So therefore, Manodhara Vachana is very powerful. Only this Manodhara Vachana is a call, according to it is a condition, proper attention, yoniso manasikara, improper attention, ayoniso manasikara. When this Manodhara Vachana experience with the object of craving, hatred, delusion, it is can be ayoniso manasikara. When Manodhara Vajana, mind advancing consciousness, experience mostly with the non-hatred and non-attachment, non-hatred and non-delusion, and good qualities, he becomes yoniso manasikara. Depending on practice, okay? Which one? Manodhara Vajana. Oh, I see. Let me see. I give these terms and classifications of Chaita. Okay? Ahituka Chaita. You have? Ahituka Chaita. Mind of advancing consciousness. Is it okay? Mind of advancing consciousness is called Manodhara Vajana, okay? Mano, then, Dwara, Avachana. There are two Avachanas. Manodhara means mind. Another one is Pancha. Dwara Avachana. These two Avachanas. Mind of advancing consciousness and five of advancing consciousness. This Haidu Advaiting Consciousness is when the object, for example, visible object, sound, odor, taste, tangibility, high objects. When high objects manifest in our sense organs, at that time, high do advancing consciousness arises. Okay? Without the seeing this object, without the hearing sound, and so on. Just in mind, thinking, at that time, we think about the past object, at that time, mind to advancing consciousness arises within us. Mostly in meditation, guys, mind to advancing consciousness arises within us. If you recall the yesterday things, that is mind to advancing consciousness arises within. If you go back to your home and become homesick, that is mind to advancing consciousness arises within. Isn't that? This is just a mind, you are here, only mind. This mind of advancing consciousness, okay? It is a call, Yoniso Manasikara and Ayoniso Manasikara. Larry Searle also explain. Larry Searle explain. These are two. Mind of advancing consciousness and mind of advancing consciousness. These two. Okay? These two avachanas are yoniso manasikara, ayoniso manasikara. Mentioned as a yoniso manasikara, ayoniso manasikara. But the most powerful is mind of advancing consciousness. Paramattha? Only Kriya, yes, only Kriya. No Kusala, no Akusala. Because of, they are the cage of thought process important. They open to the cage. These two chaitas open to the cage, new object. Therefore, they are very important. In one house or in is a gatekeeper is very important to save. Gatekeeper is very important to let someone enter, not to let the others enter. Gatekeeper is very important. If the care is there is not a gate is safe. The person who has evil mind enters. Okay? So these two consciousness are yoniso manasikara, ayoniso manasikara. Larry Searle explained in his Paramattha Dipani. Not others, yoniso manasikara, ayoniso. That is the meaning. If we have yoniso manasikara, kusala chavada arises. If we have ayoniso manasikara, akusala chavana arises within us. So we must have good attention. That is the meaning. Proper attention. To practice meditation is to have a good attention. Like that, anicca as a anicca. Dukkha as a dukkha. Anatta as a anatta. That is a proper condition. And proper condition means anicca as a nature, dukkha as a sukha, anatta as a atta. That is improper condition, attention. Depending on improper attention, akusala chaitas arises and kusala chaitas arises. Therefore, they are called yoniso manasikara and ayoniso manasikara. Yoniso means proper. Ayoniso means improper. Proper and improper. Okay? Manasikara's attention. Concerning this manasikara, Larry Searle explained in this way. But not all yoniso manasikaras are. Not all yoniso manasikaras are panchadara vachana and manodara vachana. According to context, we must know about that. Mulapanasatika, such commentary on Majjhima Nikaya. This Majjhima Nikaya explains, dealing with another context, Samatha Vipassana Nuyoko Yoniso Manasikara. So there is another way, so you should know this also. Samatha Vipassana Nuyoko So, according to this commentary, sub-commentary on Majjhima Nikaya, the practice of Samatha and Vipassana also Yoniso Manasikara. According to phenomena, that is not different from Larry Searle's ideas. Okay? The practice of, but this is generally speaking, generally said, Larry Searle's definitely mentioned Panchadara Vachana, Manodara Vachana. According to this, this is a general, not only Panchadara Vachana and Manodara Vachana. The mind with which we practice meditation, Samatha and Vipassana, this is also called Yoniso Manasikara and Ayoniso Manasikara. So Yoniso Manasikara, Ayoniso Manasikara is so wide. But only, yes. Yes, Samatha, Vipassana, Nuyoko, Yoniso Manasikara. So what do you mean? That's yes, yes, only Yoniso Manasikara, yes. We must understand that this opposite meaning is Ayoniso Manasikara. Can we say like that? Because of using Samatha Vipassana Nuyoko means practice of Samatha and Vipassana. During the practice there is a good mind arises. So therefore we should understand Ayoniso Manasikara is the practice of Samatha and Vipassana. That is Yoniso Manasikara. That is the meaning. We go in correct ways. This is a proper attention. We practice Samatha, we practice Vipassana, this is proper attention. Okay? But Larry Searle said definitely which dhamma is Yoniso Manasikara, which dhamma is Ayoniso. That is generally speaking. So, you know, there are four conditions which lead to become Sotapanna. Do you know? I think you have already become Sotapanna. These are the four conditions. The four conditions which lead to become Sotapanna. Sadpurisa Sanseva. Sadhamma Savana යෝනිසෝමනසිකාරා ධම්මානි ධම්මා පටිපට්ටි These are four conditions to be sotapanna. Sapurisa Sansaiva means association with good persons.